Sport on RTE Radio 1.
24 minutes to 8, and here is Des Cahill to tell us about a busy weekend ahead of
sport. Oh yeah, and it starts today and gets a huge day for the Irish under 20 rugby team. They're in the World Cup final. It's so rare for us to be in World Cup finals in team sports, so it's a massive achievement and an opportunity. We're probably the underdogs, Ireland taking on France in Cape Town at 6 o'clock this evening. France have won 4 from 4 to reach the final. Ireland on a 3-game winning streak after an opening round draw against England. We actually beat France in the Six Nations, but France played most of that match with only 14 men that a man sent off. So we'll be looking ahead to the prospects of the team when Donal Lennon joins us later in the programme. Meanwhile, Johnny Sexton has to wait even longer to discover whether or not he's to incur a suspension after a very prolonged disciplinary hearing yesterday, but no verdict. He's facing the hearing in relation to his conduct with the referee after the Leinster Champions Cup final defeat to La Rochelle. In soccer, the two League of Ireland sides in European action both earned a scoreless draw away from home. Derry City controlled the second half but failed to score away to Tórshavn in the Faroe Islands. Dundalk meanwhile survived the heat and a number of major scares to claim a draw against Bruno's Magpies in their game in Gibraltar. Here's the Dundalk manager, Stephen O'Donnell.
Yeah, obviously very, very tough conditions with the heat. Thought we played well in stages, passages. Obviously they on the counter and that they had a couple of chances by just going direct and long throw-ins, etc. So we need to just defend them sort of transitions better, but in the main it's all we were obviously that control of the game, we're a dominant team. Probably went away a little bit from getting crosses in the final third, getting width and making them defend their box. But some good passages, but also passages we know we need to be cleaner.
Well, as a result of the European action, there are only two games in the Premier Division tonight. Big game at Tolka Park, Shells host Bohemians, and UCD are at home to Drogheda. In Brisbane, the Irish women's team play a behind-closed-door friendly against Colombia, 1 week out from their World Cup opener against Australia. Gaelic Games and Wicklow's John Keenan will referee next week's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final between Kilkenny and Limerick. And it's also All-Ireland semi-final weekend in football, and Paul Flynn will preview those games for us in an hour's time. But now he looks ahead to tomorrow's Tailteann Cup final between Down and Meath in a tournament that he thinks has grown really well.
It's a competition that I can't wait to see it develop into the future. The players are loving it. It's been competitive. The games have been enjoyable to watch. And it just offers counties that are developing the opportunity of week-on-week games, learn from their performances and then take it into the next week. So it's been a real success so far and long may it continue. This weekend with the final, we've got, in my opinion, the two best teams in the final, two developing teams. It's a repeat of the 1991 All-Ireland final with Down and Meath. Many of the players who were taken to the field this weekend won't have been born when that game was played out, so it'll bear little relevance to them. However, what game will bear relevance is when these two teams met on June the 3rd. Meath narrowly won that game by 2 points. Down kicked 17 wides that day, and Conor Laverty was quite measured in his reflection of that game, feeling that he left it out there. Since then, Down have dispatched of Cavan and Leash. They looked electric in Croke Park the last day out. The half forward line scored 6 goals and 3 points. They're a formidable force. Oran Murdoch in midfield is a young up-and-coming talent. They've got Pat Havern and Eugene Brannigan, who are prolific scorers. And look, Jim McGuinness is an advisor of this team, so what you'd expect at the back is what you get. Very organised defensively. Down are a really, really strong team. But I just feel that Meads still have enough to get over the line in this game. They're a Division 2 team and they're going the right direction. They've got Donald Keoghan as their inspirational leader at the back, and he's orchestrating that new defensive structure that's being developed as these group stages have gone on. They're very strong in midfield with Gray and Flynn. The last day were dominant against Antrim. Two really physical guys, but also can play ball. But it's the full forward line for me that's the most exciting, with Aaron Lynch, Matthew Costello and Jordan Morris. The last day they scored 2-10 between them and they looked so comfortable in HQ. I think they'll be the difference in this game. I don't see Down overcoming that deficit from June 3rd, but who knows?
All right, we'll get a verdict on Dublin Monaghan and Kerry Derry later. In tennis, Ons Jabeur of Tunisia produced a superb comeback to beat Arya Sabalenka and set up a Wimbledon women's singles final against the unseeded Czech Markéta Vondrousova. In today's men's semi-finals, it's Novak Djokovic against Jannik Sinner, and Carlos Alcaraz plays Dani Medvedev. In golf, the Scottish Open underway, and Rory McIlroy played very well. He's on 6 under par, 3 off the lead. Ben Ahn, a magnificent 61 for him. Patrick Harrington going well on 3 under. Tom McKibben level par. Shane Lowry 1 over. In cycling, John Izaguirre took a superb solo victory on stage 12 of the Tour de France. Jonas Vingegaard retains his 17-second lead over Tadej Pogacar, but the Alps loom this weekend. And racing this evening, 2 meetings at Cork and Kilbeggan.